This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Cities are the place to live these days. For the first time in a long time, they are growing faster than the suburbs. Here in downtown Los Angeles, including Marketplace World Headquarters, it's no different. For the last 10 years or so, DTLA, as we call it, has become a huge draw with bars and restaurants, theaters, sports venues and lofts. And now, a new addition to the cityscape, Grand Park. 12 acres of open space smack in the middle of a bunch of government buildings and less than a block from Walt Disney Concert Hall. There's grass, flowers, a huge fountain, and a bunch of bright pink movable benches and chairs. It opened this week, so earlier today, we went for a walk in the park. Well, I'm here in downtown Los Angeles, and I'm joined by Dawn McDivitt, who is the project manager for Los Angeles County. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Mark Rios, one of the park's designers. Hi there.
It's great to be here.
When we talk about the revitalization of downtowns, you know, it's happening all over the country, and a lot of people are moving back into the city. Why do you think that is at this point in our history?
You know, I think that there is a real desire to have interaction and not be isolated. And so I think that the social community that a downtown area provides is really an incredible experience. There's more theater, there's sports, there's restaurants, there's more of a life. I think the environmental movement contributes to it. Nobody wants to stay in their car and commute and pollute anymore. And so it's better to live closer to where you work. We have a metro station in the middle of our park. It's fantastic.
And yes, for those of you in the rest of the country, we do have public transportation here in Los Angeles.
We are happy to say that.
I mean, I think having residences moving downtown and residential lofts that now have rejuvenated downtown Los Angeles, I think having this park here will be a draw for them. I was here last night at 10, and people were walking their dogs through the park, and they were sitting down watching the fountain.
This is a place like we see in other great cities, whether it's in New York or in Europe. It really gives us a chance to learn about all of us in this great sort of city and just have a place to go to that doesn't cost money.
All right, now we're walking toward what is really an extraordinary and giant fountain that I understand has been here for many, many years, and yet I feel like a terrible citizen of Los Angeles. I had no idea this was here.
So this is the Arthur Wills Fountain, and it was built about 50 years ago, and it was a really great example of a modernism, sort of the optimism of the 50s and 60s. It's a great sculptural form. Looks like something from George Jetson.
Yeah, it does
it's
a little
really,
bit.
Really, you know, yeah. Iconic. And then the new kind of spectacular thing is this interactive fountain that's at the base of it. And it's really a big splash pool. And so kids and adults, I'm going to, will run in and out
we
of these
go
kind
in there?
Of... Yeah, we're going to.
We have to go
Let's
down there
go
right
do it.
Now.
Let's go do it.
Oh, I cannot tell you the last time I played in a fountain.
How does it feel?
It feels amazing.
Especially is it cold?
It's a warm day. It's
yeah.
cold.
It's interesting. The pavement is dark here, the stone that it's on. And so holds in heat and basically kind of warms the water up a little bit, so it feels terrific.
It's absolutely beautiful, and what a fun way, not just for kids, but for adults to maybe spend a little time in the water.
Absolutely.
Well, of course, this was hardly free, $56 million, 10 years in the making. As we get splashed by water from the fountain, how will you know that it's paid off?
I think just watching the interaction from the public, from the county's point of view and government's point of view, is the interaction where our patrons can enjoy it. And just watching them enjoy it, we know it's already paid off.
I guess in closing, Mark, let me ask you, what is your grandest vision for Grand Park?
I just want it to be packed with people all the time. Great urban parks take a long time to happen. You know, if you look at Central Park, it took a long time, you know. This is a 50-year goal here.
Well, Dawn McDivitt and Mark Rios, this has been awfully fun, but I really want to go now because I just want to stand here and play, okay?
Great.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.